Hoshea, Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud Gimel. The tragic future of Ephraim is no future at all. They had it all, but they frittered it away, and they sold it away, and they chased after momentary pleasure in a rush to abandon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ephraim, Kasher Ra'isi L'Tzar Shesu Laban Ove. As I saw Tzar, Ephraim is planted in a dwelling place, setting down roots. But Ephraim lohotzi el horeg banav. Ephraim is busy taking out his children to be slain, to the one who is going to murder them, to the one who is going to kill them. Tsar was tranquil, royalty, wealth. It was always very, very wealthy. Ephraim could have been the same, planted in a dwelling place in Eretz Yisrael. But what did he do instead? He wanted to bring the children out to be killed, either to kill them himself in front of the Molech, to slaughter his own children in worship of the idols, Rashi says, or you're taking him out to be part of the Zoran Mamdani culture out there. Jews are such great humanists, after all. How many Jews have been out there? How many Jewish youths have been out there in all of those protests being useful idiots for the Palestinians, the Iranians, Qatar, whoever's paying for their REI tents? How many young Jews are selling out their heritage? El Horeg Banav, to the ones who would murder them. Certainly murder the Jewishness out of them. Yadal Atein Lahem Hashem Mati Tein. Give them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever you are going to give. The Navi actually davens they should die when they're young, mourning a child who had a future versus mourning after they're adults and you see how far they've gone. The Ben Sora Ramora, right? Better to get rid of him now before he actually perpetrates those things that we're waiting for. Only a Navi and only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can we talk like this. We don't know for certain how a child is going to turn out. We always hope for the best. Tein lahem recham amaskil. Give them a bereaving womb. Let them not be carried to term. Let them be miscarried. Yeshodayim tzomikim. And a bosom that is dry. Let them never nurse. Let them never suckle. Let the woman not even conceive. That would be shodayim tzonkim, dry breasts, in the sense that if she never conceives, she's not going to produce milk for a child. And it's almost better off that way, which is a very fatalistic way of seeing things. Normally, you don't see something like this in the Nach. There's always hope. But here, we'd prefer it almost, if they never came to be because of their terrible end. Tesvav kol ra'asam ba Gilgal. All of their evil is in Gilgal, where they worshipped idols because they were high places, Rashi says. The Mishkan was there first, and the Nevi'e Habal will tell everybody, let's go back to the historic Mishkan. Let's forget the Beis HaMikdash. Let's go to the Mishkan. We'll go to Gilgal. We'll worship there. And as we have said many, many, many times, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yossi, I don't remember who the Tana was. If there's a beautiful place in Eretz Yisrael, they worshipped Avodah Zarah there. Kisham Senei Sim, because there I hated them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, bluntly. I hated what they were doing. I hated them. Gilgal is also the first encampment after they crossed the Yarden into Eretz Yisrael. They should have been grateful for me bringing them into Eretz Yisrael. So you know what? Out they go, says Ibn Ezra. Al Roa Ma'al Aleihem. Mi Basi Agor Hashem. Because of the evil of their deeds, I'm going to drive them out of my house. I don't need you anymore. You're pests. You're vermin. You need to go. Lo Osef Ahavasam. I will not continue to love them. That is maybe the most frightening statement of all. We weren't hating the playa, we were hating the game, but now we hate the playa too. Kol Sarehem Sorurim. All of their princes are rebellious. That's the first parak of Yeshaya. Sarayech Sorurim. We lamed that Echatrap. All their princes, all of their officers, all of their leaders. It's their job to give mussar to everybody to keep them on the straight and narrow, but they themselves are rebellious. So how can I hope anybody's going to repent? The leaders don't repent. The people don't repent. There's no tshuva anywhere. Luckily for us, the end of Sefer Hoshea, Shuva Yisrael, we hear that we have a chance. But right now, it's pretty bleak. To Zion Hukah Ephraim. Ephraim has been smitten. by his enemies. Before it's even happened, it's happened. Shar Sham Yavesh, their root has dried out, has withered. Pri Val Ya'asun, they will not produce fruit. You can't produce fruit if your root is withered. And earlier on, a couple of psukim ago, we said from birth, from the womb, from conception, they're not going to produce children either. And Radak says, even if children do increase, well, the best ones are going to die. Gam ki yeid leidun. And even, oh, here it is, even when they give birth, vehemati machamade vitnam, I will slay the precious ones of their womb. So Rashi says, that's the best are going to die. This is the curse. Why? Yodzayin yim osem ha'elokai. My God will reject them. It's not a curse, Rashi says. My God will reject them. Inenu klola. Ela basura. Asid hu lim ma'aseis. It's just the news. It's a news report. It's a fact. It's not a curse. It's a fact. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reject them. Ki lo shamu lo. Because they refuse to obey him. V'yiyu no didim b'goyim, and they will be wandering among the nations. And how long have we continued to wander among the nations without finding a resting place? We are a wandering Jew for eternity, for the moment. We got to keep davening for Mashiach, because this is going to keep holding true as long as we keep acting like Ephraim did in Sefer Hosea.